you had your father or would have a certain amount of cotton or something that he had to take care of?
Yes, well, what you call a half crop or shell cropping or whatever it was. You were working on halves. But we'd always go to this commissary and get your grocery.
Mm-hmm. Now, but this was like a plantation in this area, right?
Yes,
here.
Ma'am.
And
yes.
He had a little store that he
yes,
called the commissary.
Yes, Mr. Alford, C.A. Alford. He's dead now. He lived over in Sylvester for years after he quit farming. He had what they call a commissary, and you'd go there and get your grocery. And I know that they kept books on you, you know. And when the end of the year, what they call a selling head, he
and
would
you
run
might
up.
Find out you owed him more.
Yes, yes. If you'd go there and get more than what, and it's so much unjust those days.
Well, you know, you hear about that, but it's still kind of, you know, I never really knew whether to,
yes,
to believe it or not.
Yeah, well, it was unjust. It was just however they felt about you.
Their records were the...
Yeah, I remember the last year that we worked. We farmed for this man, C.A. Alford. Columbus was his name. He taken everything that my daddy had.
And
we didn't get anything out of the crop. He taken all the corn away from us. He taken all of Papa's hogs. He taken his cows. He just left us bare.
But he said that you owed him half of all of that, and then the other half you owed because of things you'd used out of the commissary.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And so how did you manage? What time of year would this happen?
Around November, between the 1st of November and the last of December.
And how would you live through the rest of those winter months then?
Well, I don't know how in the world we did it, but we did.
It must have been pretty rough.
It was rough.
Because you couldn't grow anything then, could
no,
you?
Not a thing in the world. You couldn't grow nothing. You didn't have anything except in your chickens and maybe a turnip patch or something like that. And if you didn't can, my mama done a lot of canning.
And drying.
And drying, yes. Uh-huh. And we made, Pop always growed a big batch, big cane fields. And we would get out and strip that cane and grind it and make it up into syrup. Mm-hmm. It was rough.
And that was the only sweetening. You didn't buy sugar then?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What were the things that you just had to buy from the commissary?
Well, nothing but a little snuff and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And
shoes,
sugar. Yes, he had shoes. Uh-huh. He carried all that stuff.
Uh-huh. How much would a pair of shoes cost back then, do you remember?
Right, from 50 to 75 cents.
Hmm.
Yeah, you could get any kind of shoe for a dollar.
But still, if you didn't have a dollar, that was...
No, ma'am, if you had that dollar, you had something. You was rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
But really, when you finished the year then, if you didn't have part of your crop to sell, you didn't have any cash money.
No, ma'am. No cash. You didn't see no money.
Uh-huh. And you did all your dealing with the commissary thing. How many were there in your family?
It was 12 of us in family.
Your mother and father and your...
Oh, my mother and father and 10 children.
And did he have brothers and sisters also that worked for the same man?
No, ma'am. No, my daddy didn't have... Yes, he did. He had one brother.
Mm-hmm.
Him and this brother stayed together until